It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Did you know that 1 billion, I'm going to say that again, 1 billion people eat chocolate every day? Well, let me tell you, I should have gotten that business for sure. Well, I confess I am. Yeah, Carolina, I mean, what are we doing in radio? We should be making chocolate. Right. So I confess I am one of those 9 out of 10. I do love chocolate. I've always loved chocolate. I've never loved chocolate. Now I'm a dark chocolate lover. I graduated to the best. Right. But how about you? Are you a chocolate? Are you as bad as I am about this? Or do you care if you ever have chocolate again?
Oh, my gosh. I don't live without chocolate. There's no question.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Confession. Right. Yeah, I do love it. Well, explain why, you know, dark chocolate is the rage. It's something I've eaten for a long time. I've known that it has higher food values, less sugar, all that stuff. But why don't you, are the expert, why don't you explain why we should be focusing on dark chocolate when we eat it every day?
Yeah, I mean, let's just put it this way. Milk chocolate was cute and fun, but it's over with, all right? Let's just go dark. And the reason you want to go dark is simply there's more nutrients and less of the bad stuff. Milk chocolate has some additives in there to make it milk that are going to increase in the amount of sugar and fat, especially saturated fat. And it's actually going to decrease a lot of the nutrients that you're looking for, like fiber and some of the monounsaturated fatty acids, some of the calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium. All of those are going to be lower in the milk chocolate because essentially milk chocolate has been diluted down with other ingredients. So just forget the milk chocolate. Like I said, you know, that's cute and fun, but it's over with. Dark chocolate is where you want to focus. And when you talk about dark chocolate, quality. Quality is everything. Want to make sure you're getting some good quality dark chocolate. Because all of those things that I was just talking about, all those nutrients, that's what's going to make a difference. Quality dark chocolate is rich in fiber, iron, magnesium, copper, manganese, as well as some other minerals. They include polyphenols, flavanols, among others. All of those are going to be great antioxidants. Okay, so bottom line, they're going to be powerful antioxidants to fight a lot of different chronic disease and conditions like heart disease. There was a study that everybody mentioned on social media for a while about dark chocolate in relationship to heart disease because it lowers the LDL oxidative damage while increasing HDL, which both of those factors are shown to then decrease risk for heart disease. So the tagline was eat dark chocolate for heart health, and it continues to be so. But again, quality is very important so that you do have
okay,
all those nutrients that we're talking about.
I'm all in. I was all in before, but now I'm really all in because I need all those things you just listed. And I know they're different percentages, and the higher percentage, the better. That's obvious. It's a higher concentration of the dark chocolate or the cacao is what we're really talking about. But let's get to some recipes because we promised there would be some recipes. I'm going to, you know, we can't just eat dark chocolate. We can eat it plain and bites, and I know that you do that every day, and then I have. But we're not talking about just having then chocolate chip cookies with dark chocolate chips and just eating lots of those cookies. We're talking about other ways to eat dark chocolate that are fun. Obviously, you want to have some treats, but you can even have it for dinner. I've heard of recipes where you put it with chili. Can you give us a good recipe on this?
Yeah, absolutely. Because like you said, all of those nutrients that I was talking about, it's not just in the dark chocolate in the bar. It comes from the cacao, right? The cacao powder is everything. So when I talk about chocolate recipes, I'll talk about both. The actually using the chocolate itself in a bar format or in chips, which, again, quality is everything. I said I was going to mention a couple of brands that I found that have really great quality. One of them was Pascha. I think I'll spell it for you.
Pascha.
P-A-S-C-H-A. S-C-H-A. I love that they're organic, they're non-GMO, they're fair trade, certified, they're vegan, and they're just really good quality, and they have it up to 85% cacao, which is the one I love. Endangered Species is also really good. Sweet Riot is also really good. You want to look for those that have a really high percentage. And then the cacao powder, you want to look for those that are not processed with alkali. Chocolate can also be processed with alkali. So if you look on the label, it should tell you, because when it is, it'll have a lot less flavanols. So you want to make sure that it's not been through that process called dutching, which is when they use the alkali. But for recipes like the savory recipes is what I like to call them. So your dinner recipes, your lunch recipes, you can use the chocolate or you can use cacao powder. The chili one that I think you're talking about, it's the sweet potato chili. This one I've made before several times. Every time I make it, I kind of change it up a little bit. But last time I did, I used a lot of onions, tomatoes, and then I diced up sweet potatoes. I think I even put some chipotle pepper because my husband's in this kick about chipotle lately. So we got a chipotle pepper plant that I have. So I diced it up and put it in everything. We use ground turkey. You can use ground chicken, ground beef. You can use sausage, whatever you like. But the kicker here, is using a good 2 tablespoons of the chocolate powder, the cacao powder. It just adds a richness that you can't get it with anything else. It just works. It brings out the flavor of everything else. And I use it alone. That's pretty much the only spice I put on my chili. The rest is just the other ingredients. I actually put a little garlic. But other than that, it was just the cacao powder. It was rich enough to carry the whole chili to my table. So that was a good one to try.
Yeah, that is a great one. Would you please put that on our Pinterest, or maybe you already have, on our Pinterest page on Radio MD, because that is a great one to have any time of year. And I have noticed that other dinner recipes, it's usually with, as you say it's savory, but it's usually with spicy, cayenne, or the chocolate and cayenne go to, in fact, you can get dark chocolate bars with cayenne that are really, really good. That's a double whammy positive health combo for me. All right, but people like to have chocolate treats. I mean, they think, okay, I can have dark chocolate, so I'm going to make a treat. What would you recommend that isn't so?
Yeah, well, I think anytime you can pair a good berry with chocolate is a winner. So, I mean, in any way, shape, or form that you want. My favorite thing to do is to just melt the dark chocolate just a tiny bit. And I like to do that over the stovetop because I don't have a microwave. You can do it in the microwave as well. But I do it with the boiling water underneath and then the little bowl on top. And if you melt that dark chocolate just a little bit and pour over your berries, that's it. I mean, you don't need anything else. That's a decadent dessert all in itself. But you can go so far and above beyond that. You can add it to your mousse recipes. You can add it to your tart recipes, your pies, anything. And you're just going to be a winner. When you were talking about savory recipes, I didn't want to forget to mention this because I actually just tried this at a friend's house where they use the chocolate nibs, like the cacao nibs, as the rub.
Yeah.
They were doing meat.
Really?
And I didn't know this, but it works as a tenderizer as well, apparently.
My goodness.
It was delicious. So that's also something to try. And I'll pin those recipes on our Family Food Kitchen Pinterest board that you can find on the Radio MD Pinterest page so that you can check it out. But that's on my to-do list for the weekend. I tried it at a friend's house and thought it was phenomenal. It was really, really good. So definitely worth a try. To do on the grill, or I guess at home too.
Never thought of that. It's just brilliant. So you use chocolate nibs as a tenderizer for your meat. How good is that? All right. So just one final question for you. How much when you eat it every day, do you take just a bite from your bar? Because it can get expensive. Do you eat a whole bar? Or maybe I shouldn't ask that. Oops,
I know.
We got to wind up.
It can get expensive, and it can add up on the calories, right? This doesn't come without calories.
Yeah.
So I try to do 1 ounce a day, okay? I think that's plenty, and it will just hit that sweet spot for everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. If you like this segment or any other segment to share with your friends, go to radiomd.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay. stay well.